Thanks so much for tuning in. Our guest today is Becky Fuller. She has a new Christmas album, The Perfect Gift. It's a wonderful album that's on Dark Shadow Recordings. I'm going to talk to Becky about the album. Becky is just what I needed. Maybe not you, but just what I needed, Becky, to get into that joy drive as we close in on the end of the year and special holiday Christmas season. I think you're going to feel the same way. We'll start off with Last Christmas, then we'll get into our discussion with, I will say, my friend Becky Fuller. You just heard a really great new bluegrassy arrangement, as only Becky Fuller could do, of a Wham tune, Last Christmas. It's on Becky's brand new album on Dark Shadow. The name of the album is The Perfect Gift. And Becky Fuller is my guest today. I'm always happy to talk to Becky. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Steve. We finally connected on the phone.
I know.
Life is good.
Everything is good. The audience doesn't need to know. We've been trying to do this for like ever, and just things come up, and so I'm so glad we can work it out. You got stuff to do, I got stuff to do, and here we are once again.
Life happens.
That's exactly right. The album, by the way, and I often say this to guests on the show. I was driving last night, and it happened again last night. I was driving, and I listened. I have a CD player in my car, which I'll never get rid of for that reason. And I just was driving around smiling. I was coming home from a work thing, a late-night work thing, and I was just driving home smiling. I've played other cuts from the album already on the show as we're getting closer to this day that we're celebrating Christmas, and I just smiled. I just thought, everything about this album just brings me joy, and I bet you that's probably what the purpose was, or at least, you know.
Absolutely, yes.
I don't mean me personally.
It's so important to me as an artist, just not just with this record, but anything we do, any interaction that our friends and fans and family have with us, that it would bring them joy and respite from reality, you know, and just refill them and just spread light and life and love and hope and healing,
yeah,
so that they can go out and be all of that.
Well, and here's the other secret to
their
that.
Their circle.
Yeah, and they should, and I think that they will, but I think here's the other part of your comment, that the respite that we all crave is reality. You know, where as you mentioned, the respite, so we can get away from this and do this, but this is what we want. This is part of what we're doing, and it's a vital part, and something that we want to make sure we keep touch with. The album is a wonderful album. You have so many great guests on. Last Christmas, I've been singing this since I heard it on your album when I got it. And I just think, well, this is just perfect. And I've played it, I know, more than once on the show since the music arrived. But you're the only person I know, Becky, that could take a Wham Christmas song from however many years ago and make it fit perfectly into a bluegrass form. And I've been humming this thing over and over. And I have to tell you, I wasn't a huge fan of Wham. I knew they existed then, and I knew this song, but it just seems like I hear it everywhere now.
So have you heard of Whamageddon?
Yes, I have, yes.
Well, let me tell your listeners, just in case they don't know. So
yes.
Whamageddon is something that people play on social media throughout the holiday season. And you see how deep you can get into the holiday season before you hear Wham's original cut of Last Christmas. When you hear it, you're supposed to post, "I've been through Whamageddon, I'm out." But, lucky for me, covers do not count.
Covers.
So you're totally fine hearing that here on our version of it here on Steve's show. But, people either love this song or they hate it. There's no in between.
Like I said, I wasn't a fan. I heard the music on the radio, and I was listening to other things. I didn't dislike it, but, you know, it's actually a very good, this is hard to do, it's a good Christmas song. And it's got an easy, you can remember bits of it. You can sing more of it than you think. If you just remember the opening four lines, you can sing it forever because it all fits so well.
Well, it's been great throughout our Christmas shows at the Station Inn and the Grand Ole Opry, and then last week with New Blue, we opened with Last Christmas on all of those those appearances and people were singing along with us. I was a little nervous that, you know, they might throw things at us or something. But
no, I think
for the most part, people were singing with us.
Yeah, I think if they remember it, they remember it fondly. If they don't remember it, then they've heard a great new song. You know, that's one, and it's an easy one.
By the way, it came out in 1984.
Oh, is that, you looked up the actual date for the original Whamageddon in case I'm in the car and I hear it on the radio and I have to do Whamageddon. Thank you for that. You once again, you write so many great songs. Your arrangements of some of these things. We'll talk about the O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, which I thought, well, what else can you do with this to make it joyous? And you did. We'll talk about that in a minute, but. I know that in the past I played Our Gingerbread House because I had that single from years ago, and it's just always been a great original tune that you wrote. I love it that it's on this album. There are every type of Christmas song, original from you, and great traditional cuts like a Marshmallow World, which I just, you know, I just thought, wow.
I got that from the Rat Pack.
I was going to say, in my mind, it's Dean Martin.
Dean Martin and Sinatra. Yeah. I heard the bells on Christmas Day from Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, see, that's right. You're always branching out there. But it's funny
I
heard the bells on Christmas Day, and then we were talking off the air here about the Merry Macaroni art, which kind of has a calypso, I don't know how to describe these rhythms, but I'll play that in the show sometime. I want you to introduce a little bit later O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, because the arrangement is perfect and your playing is great and everything. But a Merry Macaroni art, I will tell you this and I'll tell the listeners, unless Mojin is doing something in the studio, Romy can sing.
She's doing really good. We are so proud of her and her daddy. Was so proud of her on December 2nd. She got, after much protesting and much bribery on my part, she did get up on the stage of the station then and she sang Merry Macaroni Art with me at the release party. And her daddy told her afterwards, he's like, you've done something I've never done. And, you know, playing at the station in. So,
you know,
she did great. She stole the show.
Well, you know, and I'm being serious here, and I say Mojo for the listeners. I'm talking about Steve Mojin, who's doing that. Will probably be doing the engineering on all this in the Dark Shadow studio.
Yep.
But she's on pitch. She's on the timing. Everything. I'm not making this up. It's a really cute song, and it's a good song. It talks about macaroni art that we've all suffered through in our childhood. Either as a child or as a parent, as we have it all back on our refrigerator. Yeah. It all falls off.
And actually, today I'm getting my house. After we're done talking, I have to go through my house like a Tasmanian devil tornado and clean everything up so that Romy and 10 of her friends can destroy it this afternoon, making macaroni art for informal videos. So please stay tuned to my social media, and I'll post that as soon as I can.
Of course,
you can get to all my social media through my website.
Yeah.
And that's, can I give my website?
Oh, absolutely. I was going to ask. Right. I always ask for that.
Okay, so BeckyBuller.com. That's BeckyBuller.com. Buller is spelled just like it sounds. B as in boy, ULLER. And you can get to all our social media pages. There you can order the new record or find out where you can stream it. We've got our merch, including Becky Buller's signature socks. Those are new this year.
Ooh, I like socks.
Yes. And videos, lyrics, all of that stuff is
good.
Is at my website.
Good. Well, it's good to know those things because we're getting close to Christmas and the holidays, and people will say, where can I get that last little thingy or big thingy or lots of thingies? Mm-hmm. And they can find them there. I will tell this to people also, and the people who listen to this show know Becky Buller, as most people do, but Mary rocked their baby, and I know you've connected so well with the Fairfield Four, but I will tell the people listening, and this is my opinion, that Becky Buller is the whitest red-headed soul person after next to Rick Astley. How about that?
thank you.
You know what I mean.
I was so nervous when I got in the studio with them. I mean, I was so grateful that they said yes and they were willing to record with me. And we've recorded together three times now. But they are so genuine and warm and friendly and welcoming and encouraging. I mean, they could see I was a scared little white Lutheran girl from Minnesota. You know, like, they really desperately wanted to be soulful.
Oh, you are soulful.
And so they really encouraged me and suggested things and were telling me, just let it fly. I'm so honored and blessed to get to perform with them and to call them friends and brothers in Christ. They are amazing. Please, please check them out. The Fairfield Four. The group has been in existence since 1921. They've won at least 2 Grammys, maybe 3. And this latest group is the 3rd generation of the band. Mm-hmm. The band was part of the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou movie and subsequent tour. And I learned about their music through their collaborations with the Nashville Bluegrass Band
in the
1990s. So check out those records.
I've got that. I play that every once in a while. Yeah, they're mm-hmm. and I can have a deep voice. I can make my voice deeper if I want to, but I can never get as deep. I can never get as deep as the bottom of that group. I just think
Mr. Joe is like the lowest check 1-2 I've ever heard.
There can't be. There can't be.
And yet he has. So he's going to be 88.
Oh my.
And he has been out in and out of that group since he was in high school, singing whatever part they needed at any given time.
Oh, no, that's not
and
fair.
When they I know and when they came in to sing with me on my Distance and Time record, they so Mr. LeVert couldn't be there because of his part-time job, and so Joe did the bass line, and then he came back in sang LeVert's tenor part, and it was great. Tell the Truth, Shame the Devil.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, sure. Play, get a lot of play on that. I love, and you do. You mix in with them so well, and it must be that you're sort of. Of course, you have a very versatile voice, and you do different arrangements, and you take all kinds of different parts in your songs. But I've noticed that when you're with them, you sort of absorb that ultra coolness that they have. That's and it works so well. I mean, it's perfect. It's nothing's forced. Your voice carries it. And you're right there in that same range, and I'm just, it's just a lot of fun.
It was awesome to get to sing with them, both Station Inn on December 2nd and the Grand Ole Opry on December 3rd. And there's some footage of that on the socials.
Yeah.
Again, just check out my pages.
We'll continue splashing
music and mayhem around on there. We try to keep it light and fun. Like I said at the beginning of the interview, we want you to have fun with us, whether it be online or at a show or out and about at a camp or, you know.
All of these things are experienced. In my experience and being around Becky for however, I haven't known you as long as you've known Romy, but I knew you shortly after that. So I've known you for a long
time. She's about to be 10. Yeah.
I know. I can't believe it. So I've enjoyed being around Becky in all kinds of situations, in board meetings or whatever, in music situations. So, but it always does. There's always a joy that filters out. So you're doing that part of it. Talk to me a little bit about this. I want you to introduce this song, O Come Emmanuel, which most people know. I don't even know if anybody knows who really first recorded it. But your arrangement of that is like something wholly other.
Yeah, so this is obviously an ancient hymn, you know, dating back centuries, probably to Gregorian chant, I guess.
I think that would certainly fit there.
Yeah, and when I picked it up, which was several years ago, I'm not even sure how long ago, it's probably maybe 2012, I was asked to do some Christmas shows, and this is one of the songs I pulled out, and I thought, you know, I want to try to get in a Tim O'Brien sort of creative headspace.
Which is a big headspace.
Right.
James Brown to Ireland, you name it. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So Tim is amazing, one of my heroes. And I thought, well, this would kind of be fun with Call Him a Banjo and kind of playing with the timing of the vocal like he does. And so... Yeah, I arranged it 10 years ago and finally got to record it.
Good girl. Lucky for us.
And we asked Tim if he would sing with me, and at first he said, I'm sorry, I'm too busy. And, And then we kind of left, we just let it go, and we thought, well, we'll come back to that. And it was, and we came back around to it, and Mo just said, you know, I'm going to just check with Tim one more time. And it turned out that Tim could come in.
Oh, God.
It's like the Lord, the Lord provided, and Tim ended up singing it with me. And then the rest of the group is Jake Eddy on guitar, who until recently was a guitar player in the Becky Buller band. He's gone on to hire Briars and Bigger Berries. Danny Harden on the bass, Wesley on the mandolin, and then I played fiddle on it too.
Okay, well there you go. There's a good description. We're going to play now. O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. We're talking to Becky Buller. If you're listening on Real Bluegrass, this is from the new album, The Perfect Gift, which is a perfect Christmas album. It's on Dark Shadow Recording. Let's play O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. I love this arrangement and all the performances on it. Then we'll come back and talk to Becky a bit more. Thank you. There was it. I love that arrangement. It's one of the ones that I mentioned. I was driving last night, and I kept clicking back to it. I just love the way you
put it. That's cool. That's what we want to hear.
Yeah, I know. So I enjoyed that quite a bit. The rest of the album, they're all great tunes. You write so many of these, like our Gingerbread House, which I mentioned earlier. I've had that for, has it been since 15 that I've had that since?
Yeah, 2015. Yeah. So what we did, I've been working on Mojo since we started working together in 2013. I've been trying to get him to let me record a Christmas record. And, you know, a Christmas record is an odd thing because you have 1 month out of the year, really, where you can sell it.
Right.
And then it goes back in the boxes until next year. So in a way, it's evergreen. In a way, it's not. And so, yeah, he just was kind of reticent to jump in on it, but finally talked him into it this year. But we started by dipping our toes into the water, or the snow, I guess, since it's Christmas season. So we did Christmas 45 Volume 1.
Do you have snow?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
It's raining down here in Tennessee right
figuratively,
now.
Figuratively, because if you have snow, I don't know what's happened to mine, but just go say
figuratively. Yes, right. Definitely right. Figuratively. So we started back in 2015, we released the Christmas 45 Volume 1, which had, and I'm using air quotes right now, an A side and a B side. So it was a Gingerbread House and The Savior is Born, both of which are on this album.
Yes, indeed.
And then last year, 2021, we released the Christmas 45 Volume 2 that had The Box and Mary Rocked Her Baby.
So we
recorded 7 new tracks and added them to the 4 we already had. And now we have the perfect gift.
It is the perfect gift. I could talk to you forever. I'm not going to. because you've got an
important lunch date.
Yeah, what's that? And you've got kids coming over to
find
you. I got
to clean my house.
I know. I'm sure it's not that, doesn't need that much cleaning. But before I leave you,
first of all, I was on tour, and when I'm on tour, Jeff and Romy just let it go to Wreckin' Room.
Well, I miss you guys. I miss you. I miss everybody at Dark Shadow. I miss the whole gang. You know what I'm talking about. I don't see that many people. I missed IBMA this year for all kinds of other business work reasons. But so nice to chat with you again. This helps me make the Christmas holiday season is having Becky this close.
It's always so much fun to talk to you. And I'm looking forward to having some Skyline Chili with you next time we're up that way.
You absolutely, wherever, whenever, they're all over the place, and we can even branch out. There's a bunch of different chili parlors, and that's a whole other story for the audience.
But yeah.
Cincinnati chili is like, I don't know, it's just that's the way it is. So before I leave you, Becky, and before I and after I say, have the best Christmas holiday season you can possibly have for you and all your loved ones. I want you to introduce The Box.
All right, so this is, again, the title cut of the album. We drew the title from the last verse of this song. And the album, of course, is called The Perfect Gift. But I wrote this with April Birch, fantastic Canadian step dancer and fiddler.
Let me ask you this. I'll let you go here in a minute. But how in the world, I've seen her, I love her. How in the world do you dance that fast, sing that fast, and sing? Have any breath? How do you have any breath left to do that?
I don't know. I can't do it.
I see her and she spins around, dances really, really well, really fast, and then she sings like right away. So, how do you get that breath control? I don't know. anyway, go ahead.
She's amazing. She is amazing. Yeah. You've got to check out one of her shows.
Oh, yeah.
But the idea for this song was hers. She wanted to talk about how the excitement of a little kid when the Christmas time rolls around.
Yeah.
And you know it's time to decorate the house, and Mom goes up in the attic and gets the box. And her favorite thing was always the nativity set. And so in that last verse of the song, we talk about the little kid arranging the pieces and laying Jesus in the manger like God did on that holy night, and how Jesus is the perfect gift. So
that's great.
Anyway, I hope y'all enjoy this, and I wish you a blessed holiday season.
You.
Everybody out there in Radio Land, and Steve, wishing you a great big old blessed bluegrass
New Year
as well. And I can't wait to see you down the road.
I will be somewhere. I'll find you. I feel like in the last Mohican, wherever you are, I will find you.
Yes.
And then we're under the waterfall. Anyway, that's a long story. It's a hard illusion to grasp in a little bit of time. So there you hear the perfect introduction from Becky Buller from her new album, The Perfect Gift, and you're going to hear now The Box, and I'm going to say, Becky, go with all my blessings and all the blessings you can have, and please enjoy the season and stay safe.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Becky.